Merry Christmas to you.
It's a great way to start off the day. After maybe opening some presents already and now coming to celebrate and then going back home and enjoying time with family and friends and all of that that goes with it. So today we have our wonderful Christmas Day worship. And again, we have Janet here with the harp, and we're glad to have her and Michelle on the piano. So thank you for that as Linda takes the day to celebrate with her family. So we'll begin our time of celebration with our hymn 380, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. From Psalm 98 today. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous songs and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Our second reading comes from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Our next reading comes from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise for the Christmas Day Gospel from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You
may be seated as we sing.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior on this wonderful Christmas day. Amen. Now, last night for Christmas Eve, we heard the birth story of Jesus from Luke's perspective. Today, we hear the birth story of Jesus from John's perspective. It's a little bit different. Not quite the details that Luke has. And in fact, John's whole birth story is one verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's John's birth story of Jesus. He's a little less concerned with the shepherds or the angels singing or the stable or the manger and all of those things. That's not what John is about. In fact, John wades into the deep end of the pool, so to speak. He dives right in to the deep end of the pool with the words that he begins with. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. So he doesn't even name Jesus right away. He begins with the Word. The way John presents to us this gospel, with Jesus being the Word that he's speaking about, the Word that becomes flesh, the Word that becomes human with us, lifts our minds to someplace other than a stable in Bethlehem. We realize that Jesus has been with the Father since, well, the beginning. Or since always, since forever, since God has no beginning and no end, and Jesus is God in the flesh, then there is no beginning and no end, and our minds start swirling a little bit. How in the world can this be? This Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, we heard the story last night, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. How can this baby have no beginning and no end? Well, because he's more than a baby. This Jesus is God in the flesh. True man, born as a baby in Bethlehem, just as we heard, but also true God who has no beginning and no end. He's always been and always will be. This Word that becomes flesh, was that same Word that was spoken when we read Genesis chapter 1 and God speaks and there is light. God speaks and there is clouds. God speaks and there are animals. God speaks and there are plants and mountains and rivers and all of the things that we see. God speaks his Word and his Word makes things happen. Today, we hear God's Word, that same Word that was spoken in creation, has now become part of the creation. That Word that was spoken in the beginning has now taken on human flesh, that same human flesh that Word originally created out of the dust of the earth. He becomes one with his creation. This is the true miracle of Christmas. Yes, the story on the babe in Bethlehem is a beautiful story, but the true miracle is that the one who created heaven and earth now becomes one with his own creation. Who does that? What God does that? What God who has all power and all authority and all honor and all glory and all wisdom and all of these things, what God becomes human? What God chooses to limit himself by wrapping the glory of himself, the glory of God, full of grace and truth in human flesh? What God does that? That's why we're in the deep end of the pool this morning. Because we can't even think of that. And yet here it is in the words of John, that God who created all things, that there wasn't anything made that wasn't made through him, has now become flesh. And the word John uses isn't just some ethereal word for flesh. It's the same word he uses for meat. He has become physical meat. He has become reality. He has entered into his creation. Now why? Why in the world would the creator of the universe do that? And we hear that later as John says, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it, because the world was dark. The world is dark. The sin in the world that surrounds us, we see every day, we feel every day, we hear every day. The world around us is a dark place. And yet, this word, this voice of God, this divine wisdom that has now taken on human skin and flesh and blood, is the light that shines in a dark place. Now notice, he says, John came, the one to point the way to the light. He wasn't the light. John was not the one to lighten the world around. He didn't have that capability. Yes, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, but he didn't have the capability to say, let there be light. It wouldn't have worked, just like any of us. If you walk into a darkened room and say, let there be light, this is not going to happen until you hit the switch. We don't have that power. It's not in us. It wasn't in John, but it was in Jesus. It was in the Word, the one who made everything, the creator of all. He had the voice. He had the Word. He was the Word. And so he comes into this darkened world to shine the light, to pierce the darkness, to show the world what true life is, and where we, as darkened, sinful human beings, can find it. Because we can't find it in ourselves. We've looked in there. It's not a pretty picture. We've examined ourselves, and we see in ourselves all of the attempts we've tried to lighten our minds or to enlighten the world or to do anything of benefit. We look in there, and there's not much there. Until the light of Christ shines in that darkness. And that's what Jesus does. Jesus shines the light of his love in the darkness of our hearts, in the darkness of the world. And that light lightens all of us. It shows us once again what true life is. True life is in Christ. True life is in that Word made flesh. True life is in the voice of God with skin on. That's Jesus. Now Jesus, the creator of the universe, comes and lives among us and shows us that glory. But that's not all that he does. He doesn't just come and show us and say, here, take a picture. He comes and dwells among us. He doesn't just float around shining brightly, as maybe angels tend to do. He walks among us. His feet touch the ground that he made. His hands feel the other hands of the people that he made. God touches the world in Jesus. God physically encounters his creation in Christ. It says he comes to dwell among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. He comes with that glory, with that grace, with that truth into our lives, and comes to bring us that gift. He says the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth, that's what Jesus brings. not some mystical reality, not some uplifted somewhere in the clouds idea. He comes to bring grace and truth into our world. The miracle of Christmas is that grace and truth becomes one with us. Now, in our baptism, in our hearing of the word, in our encounter with God when we come to the rail for the supper on any other Sunday, God enters the world through us. He gives himself to us. That flesh and blood of Christ becomes one with us. So then, as the shepherds did last night, after they had seen the angel, after they had seen Jesus and Mary and Joseph, they went on their way praising God and giving glory to God for all that they had seen and heard. We get to do the same. That light that lightens the darkness, that shines in our lives, that Jesus who took on human flesh, that has given us true life, now gives us life to share with others. It's not just a Christmas gift that we open for ourselves and embrace. It's a Christmas gift that we open and that we get to share with others. We don't keep this Christmas gift for ourselves. We give it to people. Wherever we go, with whomever we run into, this is the joy of Christmas. This is the reality of God giving us the light of life in his Son. And so today, as you celebrate, as you share with family and friends, as you call on the phone and see people across the country or maybe across the world and you share Christmas over the airwaves, we do so in the light of Christ. We do so with the light of life, with the grace and truth that our Lord Jesus Christ has given us today. But it doesn't just end today. Remember, he was in the beginning with God. He has no beginning and no end, just as the light of life in us continues on, not just today, but every day. So we go with his grace and his truth to share the light of Christ today and always. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to rise for the confession of faith. Today we use the Apostles' Creed. As countless Christians have done over the centuries. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we praise God together with the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and redeemed them. He was raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You may be seated for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus Christ, before whom all in heaven and earth shall bow, grant courage that your children may confess your saving name in the face of any opposition from a world hostile to the gospel. Help them to remember your faithful people who sacrificed much and even faced death rather than dishonor you when called upon to deny the faith. By your Spirit, strengthen them to be faithful and to confess you boldly, knowing that you will confess your own before the Father in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, Almighty God, as you have always granted special gifts of your Holy Spirit to your church on earth, grant your continual blessing to all who minister in your name in the armed forces, that by your gracious working they may honor Christ and advance the good of those committed to their care. Lord, in your mercy. God of majesty, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be with your servants who make art and music for your people, that with joy we on earth may glimpse your beauty. Bring us to the fulfillment of that hope of perfection that will be ours as we stand before your unveiled glory. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, giver and perfecter of our faith, we thank and praise you for continuing among us the preaching of your gospel for our instruction and edification. Send your blessing upon the word which has been spoken to us, and by your Holy Spirit increase our saving knowledge of you, that day by day we may be strengthened in the divine truth and remain steadfast in your grace. Give us strength to fight the good fight of faith, and by faith to overcome all the temptations of Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we may finally receive the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy. O God, give us times of refreshment and peace in the course of this busy life. Grant that we may so use our leisure to rebuild our bodies and renew our minds, that we may be opened to the goodness of your creation. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon ourselves the armor of light now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Amen. Are you ready to lift up your voices? Let's stand for our final hymn. Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I pray that your day is filled with joy and wonderful things. Go in peace and serve your neighbors. Thanks be to God.
too, and we're going to meet the harvest, such a treat.
Only one more short piece says you leave it, and all the